We continue our learning. We're in Sota Paragvav Mishnah Gimel. This is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah, we mentioned the fact that one aide is believed to testify about a Sota that she was Nitma, that in fact she was disloyal. Generally, we need two aidim. Sota is an exception, and the Mishnah is going to teach us why. Shahayabadin, we should have been able to derive through judgment, through a Kava Chomer, that an aid echad should not be believed regarding a tuma of a sota. Why? Umaim edus rishona she'ena osrata iser olam ena miskayemes befachos mishnayim. Edus achrona she'osrata iser olam eno din shelot iskayem befachos mishnayim. What the Mishnah is saying is explaining this kavah chomer. Meaning, what's edus rishona? Edus rishona is a reference to the edus on the stira, the edus on the woman being secluded. So we're speaking about, according to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that the seclusion needs two edim as well. So the kavah chomer works like this. If Edus Rishona, the Edus on the Stira, which does not prohibit her on her husband forever. Why? Because she's only permitted to be with her husband until she drinks. So if she drinks and she's found to be Tahora, she's able to return to her husband. So that's obviously not as strict. So that's the Kal. And that, what's the halacha there? Still, you need two edim. So if edus rishona, which would not prohibit the woman upon the husband forever, because all she would have to do is drink the waters, einam iskayem espechos mishnayim, you can't have less than two edim, according to Rabbi Yehoshua. You need to aid him for stira. So edus achrona, edus on the tuma, to say that in fact she was intimate with this man. Shosrata iser olam, which is going to prohibit through this edus, she'll be also to her husband forever. That's obviously more strict. Kal vachomer. This is more strict. Eino din is not a kal vachomer. Shalot is kayim v'fachos mishnayim. Shouldn't we obviously need to aid him? If you need to aid him for that which will not prohibit her forever to her husband, which is on the stira, on the seclusion, is it not a kal vachomer? You need two edim to prohibit her forever for tuma, which is going to prohibit her forever upon her husband. So that is the kal vachomer. But we have a pasuk that teaches us that it's not. So tam lamar, that's why I need the pasuk where it says regarding the sota ve'ed ein ba, which teaches us kol edus sheyeshba. When does she drink? When there's no aid. But if there's any type of edus, that would be acceptable. So if there's no aid that she's nitma, then we give her to drink. But if we have any edus at all, if any little bit of edus, even one person, that takes her out of the category of sota, and that would be sufficient. And the Bryson, the Gemara, elaborates upon this a little bit and says like this. Any time you have in the Torah, it says the word aid, a single witness, it refers to two witnesses, unless the Torah says eid echad. Why would the Torah ever need to say eid echad? I'll tell you why. Because eid obviously means two eidim, because generally speaking, you need two eidim. Pishnaim eidim yokum davar. Don't you always need two eidim? But if the Torah says eid echad, then I know it means one eid. So here, whether the pasuk said, it says the eid ein ba. Well, the word eid, if it doesn't say echad, refers to two. So how do I understand the phrase the eid ein ba? There's no eid telling us that she was intimate with this man. It means I don't have two edim that tell us that she was nitma, but I do have one aid. So if I have one aid that tells us that she was nitma, and then it says v'hi lo nispasa, she wasn't nensa, she wasn't raped, so then she's going to be asura labala, she's going to be asura to her husband. So once again, when does she drink v'eid ein ba? Where you don't have two edim, so to tell us that she is nitma, so then she is going to drink from the water. But if I have even one aid, so then she's not going to drink from the water. That's enough for us to consider her tamea. So then the Mishnah says, Kal vachomer le'edus harishona me'ata. So now the Mishnah flips it and says, hold on one second. Now that you've established that one aid is sufficient for Tuma to tell us that she's Tumea to her husband, to Aser her to her husband forever, so now she should be able to learn a Kal vachomer in the opposite direction. That even the edus harishona, the edus on the stira, should only need one aid. What's the Kal vachomer? Well, uma im edus acharona she'ostarata ister olam. Harihim is kaimes beit echad. If the more severe one, one. The more severe eidus, which is on tuma, to make her asur to her husband forever, all you need is one eid, based on the pasuk ve'eid ein ba. So eidus harishona. So then the first eidus, which is on the stira she'eino strata isra'olam, which it doesn't prohibit her forever. It only prohibits her to her husband till she drinks. Which so therefore that's more kal. Eino din is not a kal v'chomer. Then shetiskayim be'edachad. You should only be one eid on the stira. Why would Rabbi Yeshua require to aid him on the stira to tell her that she was secluded? So the answer is because that follows the regular rules of eidus. Tam lomar, because the pasuk says regarding one who divorces his wife, ki matzava ervas davar, he found something promiscuous about his wife. Which is, for example, she was secluded with another man. Ulahalanu omer, and somewhere else the Torah says, al pi shnaim edim yakum davar, and we learn from there, or the pasuk says, al pi shnei edim, and we learn, exereshava, davar, davar. It says, davar, ki matzaba ervas davar, and it says, al pi shnei edim yakum davar, malahalan, just like over there regarding the yakum davar, which is just a matter, money matters. Al pishnayim edim, you need two afkan. So two davar regarding regarding her promiscuous behavior. We learn from there. Al pishnayim edim, you need two and not one. So that's the regular rule. We davar davar mimamom. When it comes to money, it says you need two edim, and we have exereshava ervas davar, which is regarding the woman's promiscuous activity. Just like by mummy, you need two. Here, you need two. But we have ein, but obviously the eight ein ba. That's something unique to an isha sota. Now the Gemara really says, I don't need this gzeirah shava to tell me that kinui and stira don't need that kinui and stira can have one aid need two aid. Why? Because the pasuk is the eight ein ba. Ba means ba v'lo b'kinui, ba v'lo b'stira. So that halacha of only requiring one aid does not apply to kinui and stira. It only applies to her. It applies to tuma. So eid echad is enough for tuma, but not for kinui and stira. That obviously needs two aid. And that I can derive from the pasuk itself, from the inference. The eid ain ba, that's only regarding tuma, that one aid is going to be sufficient. Kinui and stira need two. But the gzeirah shava is there to teach us regarding aid. Tumah regarding a woman's behavior, promiscuous behavior, without kinui, without stira, there was no warning, there was no seclusion at all, but there was no warning in advance, and no stira, but nonetheless, I have two edim that can tell us about this tumah. So that's the chiddush, that I need two edim from this gzeirah shava. Now, the fact that the Torah says, oh, but an eid echad is sufficient for a sota, which we learn from the eid ein ba, so, and we're not going to apply the gzeirah shava, is because the Gemara says, raglayim ledavar. Well, when raglayim means it's the assumption is that way. The likelihood is, if she already had warning and she was secluded, that something may have happened, so one eid is sufficient for tumah. But in other cases where you didn't have kinui and stira in advance, just eid tumah, that you're going to need two, and that's learned from the gzeirah shava from mammon, for money matters, to teach us to cases ervas davar also needs, davar davar needs to aid him. Perek vav mishnah dalet. Aid omer nitmeis. Let's say you have one aid that says the woman, the sota, became tmeah, and when she was secluded with this man after the kinui, after the warning. But ve'eid omer lo nitmeis. But another single aid says she did not become tmeah. So if we had one aid nitmeis, that would make her, she would be tmeah. She would not drink, and that would be sufficient to prohibit her to live with her husband. But now we have another aid that contradicts. We have hachasha, what we call it. So the second one says, no, lo nitmeis. No, she, in that particular steer, that particular seclusion, she did not become tamei with this man. Maybe in another circumstance, but not in this one. Or let's say isha omeres nitmeis, v'isha omeres lo nitmeis. Even though a woman is psula le'edus, and here I have a woman who's testifying about this woman or another woman, and another woman contradicts her, we learn in a Mishnayis based through Gimel that the Torah believes any type of eidus regarding sota about her tumah. After this kinui and stira with eidim ksherim, even an eved, even a shifchar believed to speak about that she is nitma. So not only is one eid sufficient, but even an Evan or an Isha is okay. And she would not drink based on that. Once again, Raglaim Ladava, the likelihood is something happened. So that's why we believe one aid, and we believe even an Evan or even a Shifcha and a woman in these cases. So here we have, so one woman would be sufficient, but here we have another woman who contradicts her. Isha Omeris Nitmeis, Isha Omeris Lo Nitmeis. And therefore, Haisa Shosa, the halacha is that she drinks. Why? She's still in Suffolk Tumah. I don't know if we knew she was Tumea, 1-8 says she's Tumea, and that's the end of it. She's usher to her husband, and that's it, she doesn't drink. But here, they contradict each other. The other one says, no, in this particular stira, she did not become Tumea. The other person said, 1-8 against 1-8. So this is Hachasha. Generally, Hachasha is 2-8 against 2-8. But here, since we allow 1-8 to testify, so 1-8 against 1-8 is a Hachasha, is a contradiction, and therefore she has to drink, because we still have a suffix. And the Gemara says that this halacha only applies when the two Edim who come are testifying, they come at the same time. And it's Toch Kedei Dibur, they testify. But if they came one after the other, the first one said Nitmeis, and the other one wasn't there at that time. So at that point, we hear Nitmeis, this person is believed like two, because wherever what Torah believes, one aid, it has the status of two. And the other person who comes afterwards can contradict. Ein Devar Shelechel B'Malkom Shnayim. You can't, it's too late to contradict. They have to come B'Vasachas at the same time. Then the Mishnah says, Echor Omer Nitmeis Shnayim Omrim Lo Nitmeis. So here what happened was the two people said to the first person, we were with you at the time that you saw the Sota seclude herself, and she did not become a Tamea in front of us. So therefore the Eidus of the one aid is Batel, is nullified because of the two. So what do we have now? Well, we still have a suffix. Maybe she did become Tamei in that stira before the Edom came. So we don't know. We have no idea. Therefore, what happens when 1-8 says Nitmeis, the other two say Lo Nitmeis? Haisa Shosa, she would drink. And this is true. The Gemara assumes even if they came one after the other. Shnayim Omrim Nitmeis Ve'echor Omer Lo Nitmeis. Two say she became Tamei, and one says she did not. So then, Lo Haisa Shosa, she would not drink, because the one is nullified in front of, but because of the two. The Gemara says, in this case, in this Sefer case, we're dealing with Psule Eidus, people who are generally disqualified for Eidus, like Avadim or women. And the Mishnah is coming to teach us, but then when it comes to Psule Eidus, we follow what we call Rov Deos. We follow the majority of the opinions. And that's the true Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. Whether we're going to be lenient or going to be strict, we're going to follow the Rov. So if we have two who say Nitmeis and one says Lo Nitmeis, so then we're going, then the halacha is, since we have two who say Nitmeis, she does not drink. And by Psule Eidus, we follow Rov Deos, and therefore that would be true whether she's going to drink or not to drink. We're going to follow the majority. But let's say that Eid Echad was Kasher, meaning two who said, who were Psule Eidus said Nitmeis, and one said, Lo Nitmeis, so then that would be if the one person who said Lo Nitmeis was an aid kasher, so then that's like having one aid against one aid. That would be different. That's not like, we don't follow Rove over there. Two are puzzle, and one is kosher, even though generally we do believe psulim in this case of sota, but nonetheless, since we have one who's kosher, so we will not follow, then we would consider like one against one. As opposed to where we have all of them are puzzle, then we'll follow the majority of two against one.